From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iraq's National Assembly met today. It was just its second session since being elected at the end of January. But politics was quickly overtaken by bickering, and the main goal of electing a permanent speaker was left unresolved. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has the story from Baghdad.
The session was delayed for 3 hours before Iraq's 275-member National Assembly finally filed into the hall in Baghdad's heavily protected green zone. Despite the wait, the second meeting of the parliament began with calm chanting of the Quran. The meeting turned out to be anything but calm, though. Despite the fact that the session had been convened to appoint a permanent speaker, the interim speaker of the House, Sheikh Dari Al-Fayyad, announced that there was no consensus on the matter and the decision was to be postponed. Several members of the assembly were less than pleased. One woman dressed head to toe in a black abaya or veil, who is a member of the leading Shiite bloc, the United Iraqi Alliance, or UIA, shouted, "I would like to know the reason why an agreement has not been reached." A member of interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's party demanded, "The street awaits an achievement from us. They are waiting for work. What do we say to the people who sacrificed their lives and gave their votes on the 30th of January? What are the reasons for this delay?" As the meeting quickly devolved into a shouting match, the press was unceremoniously ushered out. For Iraqis watching their newly elected government on Iraqi state television, where the meeting was being shown live, all of a sudden, the screen went blank. And then they were treated to not democracy in action, but an extended version of their national anthem performed by a famous Iraqi singer. What led to the political impasse was this. The main Kurdish and Shiite alliance want to elect a Sunni as speaker. But the only Sunni acceptable to all sides, Sheikh Ghazi al-Yawar, the current interim president, declined the job. Hashim al-Hassani is Minister of Industry and a member of Sheikh Ghazi's party.
Until last night, I was with President Ghazi, and he declined that position. He doesn't have a bloc in the National Assembly, and he feels that, you know, that position is not going to serve his constituency as if he serves in another position. He wants to be vice president. He thinks that through that position he can serve better, you know.
There are only 17 Sunnis in the whole of the National Assembly, so there are few other people to choose from. Some of those Sunnis belong to the powerful Shia-dominated UIA party. Independent Sunnis don't want Sunnis in that party to become speaker because they feel they will not look after Sunni interests. The result was 11th-hour negotiations that saw Kurdish, Sunni, and Shiite leaders shuffling back and forth from one room to another while delegates waited, and ultimately, an impasse. Mash'an al-Jaburi is an independent Sunni. He left the meeting in a fury.
We have the right to withdraw from the political process if we see our rights taken away, and we will really withdraw. They can form their own government without Sunnis. We will quit and stay in the House and come back in the next election in a better condition.
The unhappiness of many of the National Assembly members may presage more trouble to come. This body still has to elect a president, two deputies, and ultimately a prime minister. Negotiations on those issues and who will take over key ministries are still continuing. Hussein al-Sharastani is one of the head negotiators for the UIA. He was sanguine about the delay.
Well, this is the birth of democracy, and birth is never easy. Sometimes it takes time. We want a government of national unity, and that requires negotiations with various groups.
But Iraqis who are watching and waiting warn they are running out of patience. Ahmed al-Maliki is a 35-year-old computer engineer. He says, "I have a negative opinion about these top officials now who are meeting in the National Assembly session. They are losing the people's confidence," he says. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.